Preparation is the key. It is vital that we prepare ourselves before we go to the temple, beginning with the very first time. President Spencer W. Kimball taught that the endowment is for those who are mature in the gospel. He stated, "Because of the sacred nature of the endowment and the other ordinances performed in the temple, those who go to the temple to receive them must be prepared and worthy. It is not proper to go to the temple for the purpose of getting the strength to live righteously, but rather a person should acquire the strength and determination to live the commandments so that there can be total worthiness when he or she goes to the temple." Close quote. Priesthood leaders can help those who are going to the temple for the first time by carefully preparing and educating them so that their expectations are congruent with what they're going to experience. But sometimes people go to the temple before they are fully prepared. Several years ago, a sister who was about to enter the mission field was interviewed by the president of the Missionary Training Center. During the interview, she expressed a concern to him. "I hated the temple," she said. "I didn't understand what was going on, and I didn't agree with much of what I did understand." The president listened carefully and let her express her feelings until she appeared to have said all that she wanted to. Then he calmly responded, "If that is the way you feel, then you shouldn't go on a mission." This young sister looked surprised and asked, "Why do you say that? I'm not going to teach the temple. I'm going to teach people about Christ and how to live a happy life. What does the temple have to do with that?" The president explained, "The temple is the embodiment of all that we are and all that we can be. If you don't have deep convictions about the temple, you can never really be a good missionary." He advised her that she would be excused from her classes the next day and asked her to spend the entire day in the temple. He challenged her to go there prayerfully and sincerely and to seek with all of her heart for spiritual understanding. Late the next day, she returned to the president's office. She had attended 3 sessions in the temple and had spent a lot of time pondering and praying in the celestial room. Her countenance was recognizably different than it had been the day before. As she described her experience and her new feelings to the president, they both knew that she had been endowed with power from on high and was now ready to begin her missionary service. Even those of us who were endowed many years ago need to prepare ourselves each time we go to the temple. As with the sacrament, the key to our temple experience is the preparation we bring to it. If we really want to tap into the deep spiritual reservoir of the Lord's house, we must focus our minds and hearts for a sustained period of time on the things that take place there. The next time you plan to attend the temple, thoroughly prepare yourselves before you go. If you're going with another person, agree with each other ahead of time that you'll help each other get ready for the experience. Pray, read scriptures or other writings about the temple, and think about what you're doing. Don't watch the news or other television programs or listen to worldly music. Just immerse yourself in this preparation. Don't let anything interrupt you during your drive to the temple, and don't talk about anything but the experience you're going to have. As you enter the temple, be still and quiet. Have a prayerful, open mind. Don't be rushed. Take off your watch. Silently get dressed. Go into the chapel or waiting room and hope that you'll have some reflective time there. During the entire time you're in the temple, have the expectation that God will reveal to you the answers to your prayers. You don't know when, but you know that He will. You just feel it. I want to emphasize that we shouldn't get into a rush at all when we go to the temple. In other words, don't be efficient. Efficiency with God, with ourselves, or with other people is ineffective, especially when we're dealing with deep, jugular issues and problems. Oftentimes, we rush to get here and there. We may rush through family prayer or some other sacred experience, or perhaps even miss it altogether. The temple teaches us that God's ways are not man's ways. Don't get efficient with important things. Have you ever been efficient with your spouse or one of your teenagers on a tough issue? Have you ever been efficient in your prayers? How did it go? The world is rushed, but the temple slows things down. What I'm suggesting is that we slow down long before we get to the temple. Whenever possible, try to get a name that you can take through all of the temple ordinances, or attend at least 2 endowment sessions in a row, so that you can experience the cumulative effect of becoming immersed in that heavenly environment. When you finish a session, stay in the celestial room and ponder your experience. If you're with a loved one, quietly share your feelings with each other. Stay focused. Don't get into the world, and don't get into your personal problems too quickly. Just think about the endowment for a while. God's home, His way, how He prepares His children to receive truth, who Christ is, who we are, and so forth. As you reflect on these sacred things, your mind becomes more alert to what the Spirit can teach you, and you become eager to come back and learn more. As you do this, you begin to take on the characteristics of those who live in an eternal culture, the Lord's culture. What is a culture? Simply, a culture is a shared value system. When people value similar things, their priorities are basically the same. If the assumptions they make about the nature of reality are basically the same, those become their culture, and that culture produces their behavior. It also produces a kind of lens through which they interpret other people's behavior and through which they interpret all of life.